For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. By now, you're surely familiar with the expression STEM. That phrase is a reference to fields related to science, technology, engineering, and math. Many educators and political leaders have made increasing STEM opportunities for students a major priority. Another priority has been encouraging more female students to take STEM courses in college and pursue STEM careers. WKU is hosting its annual Girls in Science Day event this Saturday, an effort designed to encourage girls in grades 5 through 12 to explore science content with female instructors. The event is being coordinated by Melissa Rudloff with the SkyTeach program at WKU, which trains future math and science teachers.
Oftentimes we can focus on our numbers in science and STEM fields. The number of girls and women that enter the professions are much less than the numbers of men that enter those same professions. So what happens? And what research tells us is that going back to elementary and middle school, many of those girls who may have entered those professions definitely had an interest and an ability in those fields. But somewhere along the way, they become channeled in different directions. And maybe that's through themselves or through the lack of experiences that they have.
From your experience in talking with parents, students, educators, do you see the challenges girls face in making strides in STEM classes that maybe boys don't face?
Some of that will oftentimes occur because teachers and other students will give off at least the innuendo that, well, girls may not be able to do this as well as guys can. And so there becomes that, precursor to just making those girls not love what they're doing any longer because they don't feel it, that they're as good with it.
Can you tell us some of the highlights of the Girls in Science Day event and how it's maybe put together in a way to help cultivate that love of science that you talked about?
Girls in Science will be held at Western Kentucky University this Saturday, September 6th. It is an outreach event hosted by Ogden College in conjunction with SkyTeach, the SkyTeach program training math and science teachers, both men and women teachers. And what we've done is invited and opened it up to grades 5 through 12 to come to campus to spend several hours with us and have some fun with science. We will have different breakout sessions where groups of girls will be doing various projects and experiments and explorations. We will be able to hear from the dean of Ogden College, who is the only female dean, Dean Cheryl Stevens, and she will be sharing her own experiences pursuing her love of science all the way into a profession.
How important do you think it is for young girls to see and have access to female role models in the science-related fields?
I believe that is absolutely critical. When a young person pursues an idea to be something, to be someone, they really need that role model to identify with and even help guide them. And so for these girls to come here and see older girls that enjoy, love science, and have pursued it, have pushed themselves to take the tough classes, to become part of a post-high school science curriculum, you know, pursue a science major or a science-related major, and then ultimately become a professional in a STEM discipline, then that sets a powerful example to those young girls that, yes, this is possible and I can do this.
We've been speaking with Melissa Rudloff, a professional in residence with the SkyTeach program at WKU. She's also the coordinator of the Girls in Science Day event that's being held this Saturday at WKU. More information about this and future Girls in Science Day events is available online at wku.edu/Ogden. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.